confident.
And her name, we can spare you to grow.
And her name, I present.
We can spare the formalities. She doesn't merely want these subhumans to grovel at her feet, but to enjoy being there.
An invisible rope tightens around his neck.
I will make our Empress proud and bring them to heel.
Steadfast rain rolls in from the mountains of the east, its forceful gale encouraging the trees to dance as a sweeping storm pelts them relentlessly. Following the storm, its rolling clouds travel over the cobbled footpaths of the Savitian imperial streets to the unkempt, rough dirt roads branching off like the tributaries of a river. This well-maintained main road extends the length of the continent and was the lifeblood of trade, providing safe passage for people of all nations. Storms of this scale were not uncommon, but rarely did they roam this far inland, breaking against the many hundred miles of hill and earth. The winds blow away from the paved stone towards flat, fertile lands of farm and soil, the vast expanse stretching onward with grain, cattle, and various renewables to keep the louders full. Sweeping along, development becomes few and the land turns harsh, hills and rock breaking up the earth and preventing a good harvest from ever having found root. Scorched wood and trampled foliage become more commonplace further eastward. A single shutter swings wildly at the coming winds, rattling against the wooden hovel that makes up the central nervous system of this wing of the occupational force. The woodlands of Trey lay silent to its oppressors, which a short time before sought to leave them broken betwixt its branches and bramble limbs. Through that window pane, a single desk is lit by warm lamplight. Papers are strewn about, an aged man at his desk, clearly overwhelmed with the work. Stacks of folders, lit in the dim glow, reveal names, designations, and various points of interest. The man's pen strokes are among the only sounds as he scratches against the paper. His attention is pulled away as a soft knock rasps on the door.
Enter, and keep that door closed. The winds already seep through the cracks in these walls.
The howling of the winds intensify as the door swings open. Shuffling documents being swept from place is met with the dissatisfied grunts of the man now set on reordering them.
Colonel, you have a visitor from the capital. And her name,
I present.
We can spare the formalities. Take my hat and leave us.
His eyes don't stray from the desk and its now jumbled papers. The voice is one he couldn't easily forget, despite his best effort.
It's all right, Patriarch. Return to your desk.
Marv glances up for a moment to catch his eye and nod his head. With this, Jalen turns, opening the door again and beckoning in the winds. He is vigilant this time, having left no stray papers uncovered by his calloused hands. He stands up as Guinevere prowls across the room, saluting her approach. With a nod from the Matriarch General, he returns to sitting, but not before extending his hand to offer her a seat. She sits down and picks up one of the untouched folders, held down by pistol paperweight. Musing over the papers inside follows as a twinge of disgust spreads across her face.
Tressian Une. Fucking disgusting creatures. I don't understand how you survived the expanse. We spent a few campaigns out here during the war. I still can't stand the smell of this forest, but at least with the colonization efforts, this place is starting to finally take a more digestible shape. Haven't gone feral on me, have you, Marv?
So, we are speaking informally again? Have you come to deliver some grim news? Or are you here on official business? Either way, I would prefer that we keep things official, Matriarch General. May I ask, what are you doing here? Do you not have a victory rally to attend? Another's office to darken with the news of grim tidings, perhaps?
Almost ceremoniously, Marv reaches into the top shelf of his desk, the soft clinking of glass ringing out into the all-consuming silence that has fallen on the room otherwise. His posture is respectful to her station, but his eyes shine an amber hue in the flame, which, due only to its reliance on gas, stays lit.
At least you still kept your passion for a good Savitian whiskey. The stiffs at the capital have been pushing a new import from the unions. Never hit quite right, but I suppose that is the point.
While I am pleased to see a friendly face from the capital, I stand curious as to the sudden arrival in Tress, without prior notification. I had no time to prepare a proper greeting.
The chill of the cold snap creeps through each minute gap in the creaking walls. Both remain in their heavy jackets and wool attire, while normally cumbersome, has turned to a welcome comfort. Both shots of the chilled whiskey are taken down briskly.
Our Empress has made a proclamation. She has decided that the Western Expanse is to be her greatest achievement. The proud Une of the wooded lands of the Western Expanse, brought to heel, and cheering in happy submission of her rule.
I am confused. What does this proclamation mean, exactly?
She doesn't merely want these subhumans to grovel at her feet, but to enjoy being there. The High Command has informed her, much to my protest, that this is achievable, and that they will come to love her, as we all do.
An invisible rope tightens around his neck. The station he had, while temporary, just had a lot more undue expectation placed upon it. Guinevere smirked at the clearly uncomfortable colonel, opting to pour each other another glass and take a glance through the various documents resting inside the folder that she had previously put in front of herself. A silence reigned for a long time before he spoke up, seeking some kind of relief.
I still do not understand what this means, or how it applies to this ministry with such import that they might send a woman of your esteem out here to deliver the news.
Oh, I forgot to mention. This is for you.
She reaches into her thick trench coat and pulls out an envelope, tossing it onto the desk with nonchalance, and returning to reading the same file studiously. Marv gazes down at it, picking it up apprehensively. Pulling out a knife from his kit, he slices it open, studying its contents with little reaction. He places it on the table and finishes off the shot glass.
Congratulations on the promotion, Patriarch Colonel, or should I say, Governor of the Western Expanse.
I am honored. I will make our Empress proud and bring them to heel.
Guinevere smirks and takes to her feet. Marv stands and salutes as she walks out of the office, leaving him in the dark as the dim lamp silhouettes his shadowed frame.